As U.S. government website purging continues, the Open Environmental Data Project is one of several groups working to preserve public access to federal climate science and environmental justice data and tools. The efforts are a direct response to President Donald Trump's orders to scrub government websites of information and references related to DEI and climate change, among other topics. Katie Hoberling is a policy director for the project and says people rely on this data for critical research, advocacy and policy, and litigation work.
Everyone who has paid taxes in the last two decades helped create this information. So the fact that it's been taken down, not only is it kind of erasing the history of our country, it feels like theft.
Along with high-priority federal website information, the project is looking at lower-risk data from non-government websites to save and house on its website. People can also nominate a website to be archived. Hoberling says these data sets and tools aggregate key information to address environmental justice issues, which can have widespread impacts, and they make up a widely accepted body of evidence that, she says, can help hold polluters accountable, aid in climate change planning, and guide agencies in prioritizing funding for disadvantaged communities.
So the data removals are just part of this larger effort to not just stop supporting communities that need support, but to hide the impacts that we are inevitably going to feel and are already feeling.
A data specialist with the project, Kathy Richards, says she tries to focus on the opportunities presented by this challenge.
One of the big things that's in this process I've been thinking a lot about is developing platforms and data portals in ways that make it a lot easier for people to access things, a lot more resilient generally.
I'm Kathleen Sheedon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.